This is KRCC and CPR News. I'm Mike Purcell in Colorado Springs. What do an investigation into drug trafficking and an unpaid storage unit in a South Denver suburb have in common? Well, they both led to Colorado's single largest seizure of fentanyl last week. Federal, state, and county officials said yesterday that a coordinated effort led to the discovery of 1.7 million fentanyl pills in a storage unit that was auctioned for non-payment. That's because the Colorado Bureau of Investigation had arrested its owner earlier this year. The DEA special agent David Oleski says the seizure was, quote, record-breaking.
While there are countless captivating storylines that I don't doubt will be generated by this fentanyl seizure, from its record-breaking amount to a made-for-TV episode of Storage Wars, the bottom line is this seizure represents countless lives saved.
DEA says the arrests and drugs are connected to the Sinaloa cartel in Mexico. Building heights in downtown Colorado Springs are again being debated in the city, this time as part of the area's master plan. Councilman Brian Risley says there are already height restrictions in most of downtown.
We're talking about a very, very small portion of a very small portion downtown that is currently open to some latitude in terms of building heights.
Public bathrooms, housing diversity, and small business support were also identified as priorities in the plan. Downtown Colorado Springs is still finalizing the master plan that is expected to be released early next year. Downtown development is part of a downtown partnership, which is a financial supporter of KRCC, which is operated by Colorado Public Radio. Financial supporters have no editorial influence. Mike Purcell, KRCC.